Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Keep up the good work.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate that you share your opinion.
Hot Radio Maine.
I super appreciate that they're in line with Marv.
Maine's Hit Music Channel.
We have Bryson Tiller tickets May 30th. He's going to be at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway, and we want to give those to you right now. 207-807-1104 is the number. Let's do the wait time thing for these.
Okay.
So the question is...
I was just reading about story about someone that had an appointment in a doctor's office, and a doctor is always notoriously late. You know, they say get there at 3 o'clock. You don't end up being seen until 3:30, and then you think... Well, what the heck?
Why did I get here so early? And they tell you to get there like 15 minutes before.
Yeah. So how long do you wait before speaking up and saying, hello, excuse me, am I going to get seen today? And it doesn't have to just be at a doctor's office. It could be anywhere. Like, how long do you personally wait before getting up and saying something? Because I would say that I ride it out and wait the longest amount possible. Unless I have somewhere to be, then I go up to the counter and I say, I'm so sorry, I have to reschedule this.
What is the longest amount possible?
I would say I would wait like a half an hour in my seat.
Whoa.
I wait.
Here's what I do. Once I realize, whoa, this has been a long time, then I wait 15 minutes.
Okay.
So
what feels like a long time to you?
I don't know. I just know that if I feel like I've been sitting here for a while, I go, I'll give it another 15 minutes and then I'll walk up and say something. And I feel like that's acceptable.
Yeah. Unfortunately for me, I will just sit there. If I have nothing planned, I'll just sit there until they call me in.
You know what?
Because I have to have the appointment.
My biggest fear is.
What?
And I know hostesses at restaurants are going to be mad for this. Nowadays, when you leave your name to get in line for a seat at a table at a restaurant, they'll take your phone number.
Yeah, I like that.
And they text you. I like that too. I think that's great. My fear is that they get it wrong and that they're texting me and I don't know they're texting me. And then I've waited past the amount of time that I should have been waiting. And they've gone on to the next person. And there was one restaurant in specific. I can't remember the name of it, but we went and I didn't get the initial text. Usually they'll say, okay, we just put your number in the system.
You're on the wait list.
And then you get that. You're on the wait list. We'll text you and you know you're good.
Yeah.
But this restaurant didn't do that. And they said, no, our system doesn't do that. And that...
It's just the hostess texting you from their personal number.
Maybe, but that freaked me out so much. The whole time I was there, I had anxiety. I'm like, those people were here after us. How come they're getting sat now? And I couldn't stop thinking about...
Oh my God, there's nothing worse than that as a former hostess. When a family of six comes in and then sees a two top that gets seated before them, even though they came in after, and then they would come up and scream at me, and I would say, can your family fit at this table for two? I don't think so.
Ooh.
I would never say it like that. I'd be like, absolutely, anything for you, coming right up.
I'd
go in the bathroom and cry.
I would just go, hey, can you just tell me what number you have?
Let's be real here. How long is it really going to be?
No, I don't even say like how long my wait is. I go, can you just read back the phone number that you put in for my text?
Nothing wrong with that.
And then they read it back and go, okay, I haven't got any text yet. I'm so nervous.
And they're rolling their eyes in the back of their heads.
Although there was one restaurant that it happened at and they were like, oh, we're sorry, sir. You're right. Our system's broken and it's not
so
texting
now,
you.
Now you have trauma.
Yeah, it was Empire Chinese Kitchen. They're very nice over there. I love the food over there on Congress, I believe. But yeah, they had a problem with their system.
That was the one day that soured it for you.
She said, sometimes it gets tripped up when it's an out of state area code. I'm like, there's plenty of people that visit Maine and come to the restaurant that have out of state area codes. They should probably fix that.
You know, as a former hostess, I'm not sure if that was the truth. Maybe she forgot to put you in the system.
Yeah, probably just made that up. Just made it up. Or she saw my...
Because you're right. There's thousands of people that are in Portland every day. They're not from Maine.
She saw my Massachusetts area code and was like, I'm going to seat the locals before I seat him. Like, no, I have lived here for 10 years. I just haven't changed my number. 207-807-1104. The question for Bryson Tiller tickets is...
How long do you wait before saying something or leaving?
Oh, some people might just get up and leave and not even say anything.
Right.
Wow. Katie from Portland, the question is...
How long do you wait before leaving or saying something?
I'm kind of like you. It kind of depends. If I'm in a hurry, I will wait the 15 over, and then I'll be like, is there any chance that this is going to be happening soon? Because if not, I really have to go. But if it's on a day where I don't have much going on, I will probably wait like 25, 30 minutes. But
yeah.
Sometimes I do get a little impatient.
I wonder how many impatient people just lie right off the bat and say, I have somewhere to be, so let's speed this up.
Yeah, I just don't want to wait anymore. Sorry.
And they have nothing going on.
Sometimes I'll bring my laptop, and if there's Wi-Fi, I'll just sit in the waiting room and knock it out, and I can zone out and be like, actually, can you give me another 5 minutes? I'm almost done with this task here.
That's not how it works.
Linda in Biddeford, the question is,
how long do you wait before saying something or leaving?
I actually go to an office where they outsmarted the system, and they put you in the room fast, but then put your wait time in there.
I've had that happen to me too, where I'm like, oh wow, we're really moving fast today. And then you're stuck in that room by yourself for 30 minutes.
I'm all excited. I'm like, yeah, I sat here 2 minutes. This is going to go quick. And then I'm in my room and I'm like in my gown or whatever, you know, and I'm like, it's been 25 minutes.
And there's nobody you can ask and you're already undressed and you're like, I can't go outside.
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
They like come in, you know, they take your blood pressure, check your heart rate or whatever. And then they're like, okay, the doctor will be right in. And I'm like, oh, sweet. Yeah. You know, and then I'm playing Monopoly Go and next thing I know, 25 minutes has went by and I'm like, do they know I'm still in here?
They always catch me in the weirdest things. Like, I'll get so bored, I'll start looking through the drawers and start playing with, like, the tongue depressors and all of that stuff.
My husband does that. Plays with the gloves, finds the temperature taker thing. He's like, maybe we need this at home. I'm like, no, we don't. Put it back.
I've got the glove blown up, and I'm putting it on my head like I'm a turkey, and they're, like, walking that moment.
Yes, I can't. Yeah, I like to go alone for that reason, but I'm like, okay, maybe I should call the office from the room and be like, hi, you know, I've been in here like a half hour.
Yeah, does anyone know I'm in here?
That's funny. All right.
No, seriously.
Julia in Portland. Question is,
how long do you wait before saying something or leaving?
See, I'm one of those people, and I feel bad because I used to be a server myself, so I know how it is to be on the other side of things. But I'm one of those people that is probably going to wait about, I mean, depending on the time amount they give me and say how long it's supposed to be, I would probably only wait like 20 minutes to a half hour. I'm also the type of person that, you know, like, I'm going to say something to the server. Something's wrong with my meal, though. My boyfriend's like, just sit back, let it happen. I'm like, no, we're paying for this. We want what we want. We're getting what we...
I have a question for you. If you go into a restaurant and the hostess says the wait is going to be an hour because you've worked in the restaurant industry, are you like, yeah, that's fine because you know it's not going to be? Or are you like, hell no?
No, as long as they give it to me straight, you know what I mean? Like, I'm fine with waiting. If it's, you know, if we're out for dinner, we're at a place where we want to eat, I'll wait. I just want to know how long it's going to be ahead of time.
But Tara, you're saying that they're lying to me when they say it's an hour?
Well, because when I was hostessing, it would be a crazy busy Friday night. We'd be absolutely slammed. And you can't promise people faster wait times because then they'll freak out more.
But
if you give them longer wait time, if you add some padding to it and then they get their table 20 minutes sooner, they're happy. Whenever I go somewhere and they say it's going to be an hour and a half, and my friends are like, no, let's leave. I'm like, no, you guys, it won't be. Promise. I promise. And if it is, then I owe them a round of drinks. But it hardly is.
Any smart host or waitress will do the same thing for sure. Don't want to piss off the customers. Give a little leg room.
Are you a Bryson Tiller fan? Is that why you're calling us?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if you've noticed. I've called like 10 times. My baby, I'm like up early. My baby's still sleeping. I'd usually be sleeping right now. But absolutely, I'm a new mom. I haven't been to a concert in, I think it's been like 6 years. And Bryson Tiller is like one person that I would love to see. Absolutely love. Huge Bryson Tiller fan.
But who's going to watch the baby when you go to the concert?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a pretty good... It's been me, my baby, and his dad literally since he's been born. I'm not someone who, I mean, I prefer it that way, but I mean, I've always got my mom and my dad who would let me have a mom a night for sure, but I think I deserve it. It's been a long time. I haven't been out since I had the baby really at all, unless he's with me, so it would be so fun.
Yeah, don't listen to Ryan. You deserve to live your life.
I wasn't saying that she can't go. I was just asking who she was gonna have watch the baby.
Well, frankly, that's none of your business.
Even by himself.
Tara's been very critical of everything I say today.
I'm giving it back to you.
No, I love it. That's fine. She's not wrong, though.
Oh!
Who's going to watch the baby?
You know what? You can, if you want, just bring the baby. We're going to hook you up with tickets.
Yeah,
you're going.
No judgment.
Congratulations. You're going.
You're lying. Thank you so much. You just made my whole entire week. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're in there May 30th at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway. You and your baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and my baby. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much, guys. You have no idea. This means so much to me.
There's going to be people there that go, you see that lady? She brought her baby to the Bryson Tiller show.
Well, you know what? Yeah, that's none of their business.
He's going to have the best time, too. He's going to have the best time.
What's that from? There's a baby in the bar.
Yeah, and he's rocking out, too. He's rocking out. He's
in what?
Is that Legally Blonde? What movie is that from?
What is that from?
There's a baby in the bar.
I can't remember.
Oh, I know. Is it? I don't think it's Legally Blonde, but I know what you're talking about.
It's from something.
That's going to be my baby. That's going to be my baby.
Yeah.
But he's not going to drink. He's just going to, he'll be on a little carrier on me, chilling.
Yeah, fine. And you get those like those headphones to protect the ears, and they're good to go.
Absolutely, yeah.
In case you're wondering.
Killer too. He's always jamming in the car with me, so he'll know all the songs.
The movie is Sweet Home Alabama. You got
Reese Witherspoon. Yeah, I was in the same. You knew. Yeah.
Yeah, you were in the same. Yeah. Oh my goodness, guys, I am so excited. You have no idea. I don't have the words. You guys seriously just made this mom's whole entire week. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you.
Oh, I love it. We'll have fun out there and take pictures, take videos, tag us in it if you throw it up on social. We love to see it.
Absolutely. Thank you guys. Me and my baby will take plenty of pictures.
Yeah. Bye, Julia.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
After advancing to the top 12 on Sunday, Julia Gagnon sang Something in the Orange by Zach Bryan on Monday night, earning a place in the top 10. Let's go! Episodes air weekly at 8 p.m. Sundays and Mondays on ABC. For information on how and when to vote, go to AmericanIdol.com/vote. I don't have the phone number at hand, but information is there. If you do get that phone number, you want to vote by phone, number four, number four, number four. Do that 10 times when voting opens up. Let's go. I'm starting to get excited.
I really think
not that I wasn't excited before.
Win. I think she's going
to
win.
Not to jinx anything, but she's like breezing through. She's crushing every performance. Let's go. Trying to get a hometown hero for America. Even if she gets out in the next round, the fact that she's made it this far is incredible. And her life is probably forever changed because of this experience.
Oh, for sure.
So super proud. Can't wait to watch the rest and follow the journey. Code enforcement has condemned the Lewiston Ramada Inn, calling the hotel unfit for human occupancy. City officials say they had to issue the condemnation notice after the hotel went weeks without fixing the alarm system. Despite the prominently displayed unfit for occupancy signs around the building, the hotel remained open. Crews were on site yesterday and they're working to fix the issues, and the hotel manager estimates it'll be fixed by today. Me and Dave did a remote at the Ramada Inn in Lewiston once. That's where the Fusion Lounge is. There was a show there.
Oh, that's fun.
That me and Dave did.
Well, they just got to fix the alarm system,
yeah,
right?
They'll just be back. Fix the alarm system. I'm sure that's the only thing that's wrong with the Ramada Inn in Lewiston. On Monday, Cooper Flagg, the Duke University commit, announced on Instagram his partnership with CAA, Creative Artists Agency, a Los Angeles-based talent agency that will help the Flagg family navigate the NIL landscape in the coming years. Get this, his NIL valuation is $1.1 million. That's the 17th highest among all amateur athletes in the country. And CAA is going to help him get that bag. And that's per year, too.
Ooh.
Which I'm sure he'll only do 1 year of and then get the NBA contract if all goes according to plan. Excited for that opening game where they're going to take on UMaine. It'll be interesting to see Duke versus UMaine.
I'm always so curious about the family dynamic when someone comes into a lot of money. I'm wondering, is this going to be his own money in his own bank account, or is he going to share the wealth? He has a brother, right? Is his brother going to get some?
His brother's pretty good at basketball, too. His brother's
going to make D1. His own money.
Yeah, I'm sure his brother will have. I'm sure that there'll be some brands that will want to get both of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To have the Flagg brothers, you know, rep their brand. If you could rep any brand, not including fast food, we're going to take, because you said
no fast food.
You said McDonald's last time I asked. If you could rep any brand, a product that you could use, what's a product that you like stand by that you want to be the ambassador for?
Crocs.
Okay.
I could totally do Crocs, and I would want my own design, my own gibbets.
See, I think that that's a very realistic thing. I could see Crocs doing a collab.
Me too.
You would just need to be one
Call
of the
me.
One of the best amateur athletes in the country to get that deal. But
or I could just be myself. What would my gibbets be? One that depicts a mental breakdown every 6 months.
A hand soap or
a bar of soap, actually.
Or maybe a little one of the travel bottles of hand sanitizer, and it could be a gibbet slash actual practical
one. Yes. This is genius.
Yeah, there you go. Tesla has cut back its prices on its cars worldwide. Most model prices in the U.S. have been cut by around $2,000. See a little bit of a break there. It was revealed that Tesla delivered fewer cars in the last quarter than the same quarter a year before. That hasn't happened in 4 years. Tesla's Cybertruck was recalled on Friday due to accelerator pedal issues. And the company has laid off 10% of its workforce. So it's seen better days for Tesla, but if you're looking to buy a Tesla, you get a little bit of a price cut.
Would you ever buy a Tesla? Because I'm really intrigued, but I don't have a home, so I would need to go and find charging stations, which I don't want to do. And I also think about, I do a lot of driving in the summer, and I don't want to stop.
Yesterday was Earth Day, Tara, so I feel bad answering this question. But the answer is no. I would never buy an electric car unless I'm forced to.
He needs that
because
gas.
Of the government. Need to increase the, I've talked to people battery with an electric life. Car. They're like, I bring a book and I just sit on the side of the road and I let it charge up for 15 minutes.
Okay, that's great and all, but.
That sounds miserable.
What if you're in a time crunch?
I don't ever want to do that. I'm sorry that I feel bad saying that little inconvenience is worth me destroying the planet, but it just is. I'm being honest. It's just me and you. Well, don't say I said this.
Let's blame Henry Ford for ruining the planet. He created the 40-hour work week. He thought he was doing a good thing by cutting it back 8 hours, but we want him to cut it back another 8 hours. And also cars. I actually had a very, I don't want to say out of body experience, but maybe that's what it is. I was driving the other day and I pulled up to a red light and I just looked around at everyone at the intersection and I said, I cannot believe we're all driving. Like, we're all driving. We all know how to drive. When the light turns green, we're pressing on the gas pedal. And that's kind of wild that we all just drive cars.
I think about that a lot because cars are very dangerous. And
they are.
What's stopping this person next to me at the red light from going crazy and just driving as fast as they can right into me?
That was another thought I was having. I was looking around like, what? This is actually wild that we're all just trusted to drive. I mean, I know people get in accidents probably every second of every day across the country, but it was a crazy thought I was having.
Like, I just have to rely and trust on the person next to me to stay in their lane, that they're not all of a sudden going to go.
Stay in your lane.
You know what? And swerve. It's very scary out there.
Nowadays, I'm so scared of road rage because I see all these really horrifying stories of people that snap and someone ends up losing their life and it's not even because of a car accident. They just freak out. When I have to honk at people now, I'm so scared of that I don't do like the, I used to be like, beep, go. I used to be that kind of person. And now I'm a little like, toot, toot.
Yeah, just give them a little
a
look.
Little friendly reminder that the light is green because I would like to live.
Hey, the light's green. Beep, beep.
Do you honk at people still? I know some people that have completely, they'll just wait.
I don't.
They won't honk anymore because they're terrified.
No, I don't lay on the horn. I just give a little love tap to the horn.
You just like, do a doop. Beep.
Just a reminder. Sometimes I'm the one looking down and I appreciate when somebody toots at me.
I always do the beep, beep because I just feel like it reads as friendly.
Yeah, and I go, oh, my bad. Thanks for the heads up. I'm going to go now. Appreciate that. I also have PTSD from road rage when I was a kid. 16, just got my license, was in the car with like my best friend in high school. And I remember scratching my nose and I was doing it with my middle finger. And the car that pulled up next to me was this big lifted truck. And the guy thought I was giving him the finger. And he got out of the car and started banging on my window at the light. And I was like, I was itching my nose. I don't even know what's going on. And I'm traumatized
by
that.
That's insane.
Yeah. Every time I pass that intersection when I'm back home in Worcester, I think about that moment and go, that's where like the guy was pounding on my window.
What the heck is wrong with
people?
And
I was literally doing this. I was like this in the car.
He was having a really bad day and he took it very personal.
And from that day forward,
you should have been like, not everything's about you, bro.
I know. You're not the main character in the story, man. From that day forward, I have PTSD when it comes to road rage incidents. I also scratch my face like this now instead. I never go for the...
Wow, you were changed permanently.
Yeah, I forever scratch my... Don't use the middle finger. Last thing for five things. A new poll shows that 63% of millennials favor transitioning from a 40-hour to a 32-hour work week. 46% say they don't need to worry about losing the 8 hours to get their work done because a four-day work week makes them more productive. 50% of baby boomers, those born before 1964, said they wouldn't mind a four-day work week. And then, as somebody so eloquently pointed out on our Facebook page when we posted this,
hey, boomer,
they better be fine with getting paid less if they want to do a four-day work week.
It's like, no. They would get paid the same. That's the whole point.
That's why they're answering this. That's five things you need to know, man. How to make it by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Accidents happen to be their specialty. 207-CALL-JOE or online at joebornstein.com.
Hot Radio Maine.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
Chris Brown fired a shot at Quavo last weekend with The Weakest Link. That track had probably one of the most ruthless lines we've heard from a diss song in a little bit, where he basically said, people wish you died instead of Takeoff.
So bad. So bad. So mean.
So Quavo had time yesterday and responded to that. I guess we got this as the undercard while we're waiting for Kendrick Lamar to respond to Drake. We got Chris Brown and Quavo going back and forth pretty quick. Here is what Quavo had to say in his diss that dropped yesterday.
Crackhead Michael Jackson, you better beat it. I'm still up about Takeoff. I won't who did it. Oh. But that's some real street shit. Back to the industry.
He called him a crackhead Michael Jackson. And then he said, you been effed up your bag when you punched Rihanna in the face. Talking about Fashion Week, you sparing who? Come punch me in my face. He said, you hit Rihanna, come punch me. And if you remember during Fashion Week, they were sat down next to each other. And Chris Brown talked about that and said that the only reason why he didn't punch Quavo in the face when he was sitting next to him is because he didn't want to mess up the bag. And he was trying to be on his best behavior at that moment. So now Quavo's saying, all right, come on.
This beef is very icky to me and I'm not enjoying it. It's not entertainment for me. It makes me uncomfortable.
I feel like the Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole, all of that just feels like for the sport of it, these two feel like they are literally going to punch each other in the face if they get in the same room. Chris Brown heard the song and replied on his Instagram story. Google Raps that Ish is poo. Damn. And I was excited that Ish don't even need a response. Takeoff rap better. Come on, Quavius. So he's saying that he's not going to respond there. That's it. Maybe it's over. Maybe they're done. But I wouldn't put them in the same room because sounds like it's going to go to blows. Kanye was on the Justin LaBoy download podcast over the weekend. And a lot of the clips that were coming out were about him talking about the beef. He actually previewed his remix, which they've taken down. Sony filed a copyright claim and it's been taken down. His remix of Like That, where he disses J. Cole and Kendrick. We played that snippet for you yesterday. But he was talking about other things on the podcast like this right here.
Who's one other woman y'all gonna have a threesome with?
Michelle Obama.
Gotta f*** the president's wife.
That's literally name a woman.
Name a woman. Michelle Obama. There has to be a study done why Michelle Obama comes to everyone's mind when you say name a woman.
Also, was the wording on that the woman you're gonna have a threesome with or wanna?
Who's one other woman y'all gonna have a threesome with?
Michelle Obama.
Yikes. Michelle Obama did take a shot at Ye when he was running for president back in 2020. She urged voters to ignore Ye and vote for Joe Biden at the Democratic National Convention. This is not the time to withhold our votes in protest or play games with candidates who have no chance of winning, she said. NFL icon Tom Brady set to become the first celebrity to ever be roasted live on Netflix. The greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady, is going to be hosted by comedian Kevin Hart. The promo for the roast has a sign that reads GROAT. So instead of GOAT, they're calling it greatest roast of all time, GROAT. Get ready to laugh at Brady's expense, May 5th, 8 p.m. What topics are going to get covered? Think somebody will mention?
Kissing on the lips.
Kissing his kids on the lips?
Yeah.
Or is that going too far? Don't mention the wife and kids.
What's the point of having a roast if no one's going to go too far?
The divorce? Wanting to play football instead of make your wife happy? Do you think that's going to be?
Do you think that they're going to poke fun at Giselle being a witch? Or does...
You're the only one I ever hear talk... You're the only one that ever talks about her being a witch.
I love her. I think she's amazing.
They're definitely going to have some deflated ball jokes.
Yeah.
For sure. We'll get to see May 5th. It's going to be live on Netflix, 8 p.m. Speaking of football, the NFL draft is on Thursday, kicks off with the first round, and they've started a concert series to coincide with it out there in Detroit, the Bud Light NFL Draft Concert Series. Big Sean is going to perform for round one of the NFL draft this Thursday. So he's obviously from Detroit. He's going to be out there. They're really leaning in the NFL draft. They got Big Sean doing night one. They also have Roger Goodell and Eminem doing promos for the NFL draft together. I don't know if you've seen any of those commercials.
No.
Where Goodell calls Detroit the D, and then Eminem says, just say Detroit.
No, I haven't seen that.
Other performers, they got the Detroit Youth Choir that's going to perform on night two of the draft. They were actually on America's Got Talent. A former Hot Summer performer is going to be night three.
Oh.
Bozzy, who's a Michigan native. You know him from the song Mine, 2018. Big hit. I think 2018 is when we had him for Hot Summer out there on the main state pier. That is.
That was like his music. That what when did you say 2018?
2018.
He had like a string of hits all come out at the same time. And that was all me and the girlies listened to.
Loved it. That's your Dirty on 30 made hot and main by side by Each Brewing. Beer, coffee, and food for sustenance morning, noon, and night. Get chicken and waffles for brunch this weekend at Side by Each Minded Ave in Auburn.
Get up. Hot mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Wake up.
We're going to play Brains for Bank in a couple minutes here, but we were talking about this during the five things segment where a new poll shows that 63% of millennials in favor of transitioning for the 4-day work week, and 46% say they don't need to worry about losing the 8 hours to get their work done because a 4-day work week makes them more productive. Do you think that if you had a 4-day work week in your current job, you'd be able to get all your work done in the, 32 hours?
Yeah, absolutely.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think that I stand by what I said during five things. I think that I need it to be Monday through Thursday for everybody, because you got to think about it. What if it's not? Then there still technically should be a morning show for the people that are commuting on all the days of the week, right?
Yeah.
So we would have to figure out a way to get, you know, there'd be two morning shows. How would that work?
Well, let's just say through Thursday.
Okay, so if it's Monday
through
Thursday.
Now it's Monday through Friday.
So it'd be Monday through Thursday.
So if Henry Ford came back from the dead and said, hear ye, Monday through Thursday, and then slammed that mallet down like they do in court. What's that called?
Gavel.
Slammed down the gavel and then crawled back up in his coffin. Then we'd say, okay, Monday through Thursday.
To be fair, Henry Ford was doing a good thing because it was 48 hours.
He thought he was doing a really good thing and now we're unappreciative of it.
And then he cut it down to 40 and we're like, nah, screw this Henry Ford work week.
I need a time machine so I can go whisper in his ear while he's sleeping and say 32 hours, Henry. Please.
32 hours.
I think I could totally do it because I would be motivated. I'd be like, ooh, Friday's off. I can start my weekend earlier. I can actually, you know, maybe have a full weekend that one day doesn't have to be devoted to chores.
I would get into the groove of it, but it would take me probably 4 to 6 months to figure it out with my current work schedule. I just know that when we have the 3-day weekends for holidays, that those are the worst weeks for me because there's nobody here to do that extra work.
We
have to do all that extra work.
I think it's worth it for an extra day off.
I would need some time to adjust to the schedule for sure. It wouldn't be an instant yes, but over time, I think it is.
For me, it's an instant yes. Even though I'd be snapping at everybody and ripping my hair out on Friday, I'd say Thursday night, actually, I'd say, see ya, suckas.
Basically, it's a no for me, but I don't want to say no because I want a 4-day work week.
I know.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, is this Calvin's daddy?
Yes, this is John.
What up, John?
Don't call him daddy ever again.
The answering machine, the caller ID said Calvin's daddy when I picked up.
Yeah, I came a long time ago.
All right, John, where are you from?
From Lyman.
John in Lyman. Do you think that you could get all your work done in 32 hours?
Yeah, definitely get done in 32 hours, but we really should be asking for more vacation time, more paid time off, I think.
I hear that.
4-day work. Yeah.
You can only have one or the other, 4-day work week or more vacation time. Which one are you choosing?
More vacation time. Take it when I want it.
Okay.
What do you think is acceptable? Tara has unlimited vacation here. What do you think is acceptable?
Unlimited is very acceptable, I think.
No, there's got to be a limit.
No, I feel like unlimited is good for certain people that have boundaries and respect the workplace, but then someone's going to come in and ruin it for the rest of them and say, well, then I'm going to take 3, 6, 5 days off. Bye.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Someone's always going to ruin it. That's for sure.
What are we thinking? Is 5 weeks a year enough or more?
I think it depends. If you're getting your work done, you should be able to take whatever you want.
All right.
True.
207-807-1104. We're going to play Brains with Bank right now. So let's take call number 10. You're our next contestant, Emily in OOB. Do you think that you're capable of cramming your entire work week into 32 hours, a 4-day work week?
Yeah.
What do you do for work?
I clean motels.
So you're like, I'll just clean motels one day less.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Emily, are you trying to play Brains for Bank?
Yeah.
All right. That's a great answer because you're our caller number 10, which means you're playing this morning.
Yay.
Do you know how this works?
Yeah.
Have you ever played with us before in the past?
I have so many times.
Have you ever won with us before?
Yes, I have actually.
Oh.
Ooh. All right. Well, we got $300 in the prize pot today. I'm going to give you one question. If you answer correctly after 5 seconds, within 5 seconds, then $300 will be yours. If you answer incorrectly or after the buzzer goes off, the money rolls over. And B All is going to play this afternoon for $400. Are you ready to give it a shot, Emily?
I am.
What is the name of Doja Cat's latest tour?
I have no idea.
We did not get an answer in time from you. You want to take a guess? If you were in charge of naming a Doja Cat tour, what would you name it?
Is it like Paint the Town Red or something?
It's close. It's
that was a good guess.
It's the Scarlet Tour. The Scarlet Tour was the answer we were looking for.
All right. I had no idea.
Name of her album. But the good news here is that you can play again this afternoon. Make sure you're listening 5 p.m. and give us a call back, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Still looking for that elusive first winner for Brains for Bank. Next chance to play, 5 p.m. would be all prize pots up to $400. I want to make a comment about how Tara's been making these questions pretty tough, but I'm also afraid she may shank me.
How was that tough? You even just said it's the name of her album.
I should have kept my mouth shut. Should have.
You know what? I'm not doing them.
No, I'm not doing them.
Tomorrow, you're going to come in and it's going to be a blank sheet and you're going to have to do it on the fly. I'm not doing it.
I'll be honest with you. That was a very easy question. I was poking the bear.
No, I'm dead serious. I'm not doing it tomorrow.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm going to watch this place crumble.
No, come on. We can't make it without you. We need you.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what you want to hear?
Exactly. Goodbye. No, actually, I don't want to hear it. I want to see it. I'm spiteful.
So rude. Brains for Bank is made out of me by People's Choice Credit Union. Use your brains, do your banking with People's Choice. You'll get personal, local support and get on track for a better financial future. People'sChoiceCreditUnion.com, federally insured by NCUA. $400 this afternoon with Be All. And I took a peek at this afternoon's question. I would get this one wrong, but I'm an idiot.
The next question I do think is hard because I'm also 50% idiot.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
I'm going to be honest. I need you to come in tomorrow and just be more like sunshine, flowers, rainbows. Everything is awesome. Like the Lego song. You've had me pretty tense the last few days. This morning.
I don't know what your problem is.
This morning, I'm sitting in the other room doing some prep work and Tara comes in and I hear her go, "He doesn't even care." And I go, "Oh my God, is she talking about me? Who is she talking about?"
Yeah, so I think that set the tone because you heard that. And then this whole morning, you've been like,
Yesterday set the tone when you were like, I thought you were going to punch me in the face all day yesterday. And then this morning I go, oh God, here we go again.
So we just spent the whole morning show with you starting the day like that, thinking that I was in the studio saying he doesn't even care. And how long ago, maybe 10 minutes ago, you brought it up finally 3 hours later and you were like, well, you started the day all mad. You were in here yelling. And I said, what? I did not yell or talk to anyone. I was in here by myself setting up my...
And then she gaslit me and said, you must have been hearing the people in the walls.
Yeah, I was like, you're probably hearing the neighbors because I can hear them talking early in the morning. I was like, I didn't say anything or scream. I actually am in a fine mood. I don't know what you're talking about. And so you were so adamant about it.
I heard
you. You were like, I know what I heard. You yelled, he doesn't even care. And then I realized I had a chair mix up this morning. I don't know who swapped out my chair, but I came in here, I set up my laptop, I set up all my stuff, I sat down, and I'm like Goldilocks, like I know it's not my chair.
There's also a broken chair in the studio.
Yeah, so I sat down and I go, this is not my chair. That is what I said. And then I swapped the chairs out, sat back down, and continued my prep work for the morning. And you're in your office sharing a wall with the studio being like, oh my God, she's angry again.
Not another day of Tara's anger.
No, but seriously, that's how rumors get started. And it all goes back to perception. That is how you perceive the situation. It's like a game of telephone and that's not even what happened. And then we went the whole show like back and forth.
I texted B all. I said, she can't be talking about me. You're the only other guy here. I think she's talking ish about you.
And the only thing I said was, this isn't my chair. And also I didn't yell.
It was loud enough for me to hear it through the wall in the next room. And you said it like, he doesn't even care.
So I was probably like, this isn't my chair.
That's,
talking to myself.
That's, now that you say it that, in that tone, that's exactly what it sounded like. It was that.
Spo says that this is uncomfortable to listen to. I don't really know what's happening, but this is day two and we have not really been vibing. You kind of have it out for me.
I have it out for
you. And you're playing the victim, but I'm actually the victim in every scenario. When it comes down to it, I'm always the victim.
Yeah.
And you just want to be the victim so bad.
That's your problem, is that you always want to be the victim.
No,
but this week,
wanna,
I'm actually the victim.
No, I don't want to be the victim. The situations that happens here, I am the victim.
We might need Spose to come in tomorrow instead of Friday. We need a mediator. Yeah. We have tickets to give away for this hip-hop show going down. Sanford lineup is what?
So on Saturday at Pilots Cove, you've got Rome Streets, Terminology, and Sky Zoo, and many more. It's going to be a really fun show, and we have some tickets to give away.
I did my homework a little bit on Rome Streets, signed to Griselda, which is super dope.
Cool.
So it should be a great show. And then, of course, you've got Term and Sky Zoo on there. So if you're a hip-hop fan, a fan of that real hip-hop boom-bap, as they say, 207-807-1104. We'll take caller number 10 right now. 207-807-1104. Caller number 10, we'll hook you up with tickets. Date is this Saturday, right?
Yep.
This Saturday, Pilots Cove, Sanford. Cool spot down there in Sanford. 207-807-1104. Caller number 10 right now. We'll hook you up with tickets. Hot Radio Maine, Hot Mornings. Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Courtney, and I'm from Bodenham, Maine.
All right, Courtney and Bodenham. We're doing good, by the way. How are you doing?
Good. Am I number 10?
Are you trying to win these tickets to see Terminology, Sky Zoo, and Rome Streets in Sanford?
I am.
All right. Are you a big hip-hop fan, or are they for somebody else?
No, I'm a big fan.
All right.
No, I'm from Florida originally.
What part of Florida?
Yeah, Pensacola.
Oh, nice.
Well, we're going to hook you up. You're calling number 10. You're going to the show. Congrats.
What? Seriously, I don't ever win anything.
Yeah, there you go. All you got to do is call in and try to win. Do you call in often?
No.
Well, really that's your don't. First I'm problem. There you go. Yeah, if you don't call in, you can't win.
What? I just dropped my daughter off to school because she was running late, and we were listening. I was like, you know, I'm going to call. Me and my husband need to do something. I'm going to call.
Look at that.
There you go. All right, this Saturday, you're making the trip to Pilots Cove in Sanford. It's right there at the Sanford Airport. Pretty cool spot, and you're going to get to see a dope hip-hop show.
Nice. I appreciate it.